Sean Gibbons joins us, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. Hello, Gibby.
Sounds like a lot of hot air, man. I've been listening for the last minute.
That wasn't me. That was Hayhurst. Wow.
What's up, guys?
We need to get you doing a Hayhurst impression.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I could do that.
It's a lot of talking, my friend.
That you guys get paid to do.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
I'm better at talking than I am at pitching, believe me.
Hey, you said it. I didn't.
John, I wanted to get your take on Anthony Gose. Obviously, Anthony Gose sent down to AAA. You guys will make a corresponding move today. Is there a possibility it would be Andy LaRoche?
Yeah, a very, 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 very good possibility. Yeah, you know, what happened with Gose, you know, he came up here, you know, he really did a nice job for us,
mm-hmm.
filling in kind of a limited role, but, you know, he got a few starts under his belt and performed well, and then, you know, went in and was a defensive replacement for us when we had the lead late in games and a pinch-running type guy. So, but, you know, he still needs to be down there in the minor leagues playing to get his at-bats. And we think, you know, he's got a bright future. But he's filling a role here, but I think it's kind of stunting his growth a little bit by being here too long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could all change in the near future if we need him back to fill a certain role. But for the time being, I think it'd be good to get him down there for a few weeks anyway, getting some steady at-bats.
Did you get a sense that he was just a little more comfortable this time?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I didn't know Gose, you know, last year. I just met him in spring training, so I didn't know a whole lot about him other than what everybody was telling me. But, yeah, he fit right in. You know, his teammates really like him. He's a spark plug, and you know what? For a guy that's with very limited experience and hasn't been around that long, I mean, he's got some leadership qualities, that's for sure.
So, Gibby, Mark Burley hasn't pitched since Saturday, but he's going to go tomorrow, and Esmil Rogers is going to go today.
Right.
What's the plan of attack behind that?
Well, what we want to do, you know, with Esmil, we don't want to keep him off too long. You know, he's coming in to fill need for us. You know, he did throw those two innings in San Diego the other day, and then Burley's really the only one that's been on his regular, you know, rotation. And you know, we were looking for a spot, you know, maybe give him a couple days, and you know, with these two off days, it kind of fit in naturally. But the main thing was to get, you know, not keep Rogers off too long.
John Gibbons joins us on Baseball Central. John, one of the stories that developed in the past couple of days, the team was wrapping up their West Coast road trip. Ricky Romero down in AAA, essentially saying, you know what, I'm gonna take this on myself right now. I'm gonna go back to, you know, my old delivery. I want to go back. I basically want to sink or swim on my terms. What is the organization's reaction to that? And beyond that, as someone who's managed at the major league and minor league level and caught pitchers at both levels, do you have an issue with Ricky sort of saying, I'm going to take responsibility for this my way?
No, you know what, Jeff? I think it's great, to be honest with you. I think he's at that point right now where, you know, he's searching. He's looking, he's looking for answers right now. Things have gone a little bit better down there as of late, and that's important. But, you know, sometimes you can throw too much at guys. And, you know, but basically when it comes down to it, I mean, he's the guy that's got to perform. You know, if he gets back to his old self, then he'll be right up here. You know, especially, you know, in the circumstances we're in with guys down, you know, heck, we want him up here. You know, if he was pitching a little bit better, you know, he'd be here. But that's not the case right now. So, you know, a big part of it is mental. And, you know, if that gets him going, hey, I'm all for that.
Gibby, so, you know, we've talked about pitchers having mental issues before. And, God, I still have some. But
I'll tell you, that's the truth, man. That is the God's honest truth.
We all do.
But it has to be difficult because it's not one of those things where you can look at it from the outside and say, adjust this or that. It just has to be hard as a coach to address the mental issues. And is there any kind of practice that you employ when you see a guy go into a dark place or go into a struggling spot that you like to use to get him out of it? I mean, is there some kind of normal prescription?
You know, Dirk, you know, I don't think there is really. As far as Ricky's case, the way I didn't know Ricky until coming in this year either. And it's basically, I was just trying to pump him up, give him some confidence, show him that I believed in him, that kind of thing. You know, I mean, that's really the only way I knew how to deal with his personality and – from the, you know, I haven't known him that long. But, you know, it's not unusual for, well, I can't say it's not unusual. I mean, guys go through what he's going through right now. You know, the guys that have been successful at this point where he's been, I mean, that is a little bit unusual, guys that drop off that quick. But it's not easy. I mean, the game, once you get to this level, the game's all mental anyway. And, you know, he's just battling himself right now. I tell you, there's not a person around, you know, from this team and his fans out there that don't want to see him succeed. You know, we're all pulling for him. And nobody really necessarily knows the right way to go about it, you know. And what I think, you know, his statements he made about, you know, he's going to do it all his way, this and that, I think is great because when it comes down to it, I mean, he's the only guy that can do it. But, you know, it's a tough road. I mean, it's a tough game when you have your confidence in this business, and it's that much tougher when you don't.
John, one of the stories this year that probably hasn't gotten enough attention, I guess one of the positive stories in some way, Adam Lind. I mean, the power numbers haven't been there, but the other numbers are there. He certainly appears to be in the process of maybe rediscovering himself, if not reinventing himself. But do you see a time where the power will come back for Adam, that is part of the adjustments he's making, the power will come back?
Yeah, Jeff, yeah, I do. I really do. You know, he's on fire right now. You know, that's why you hate to have these off days. Mm-hmm. We brought him in to start the season, you know, after watching spring training. He was basically in a platoon role. But, you know, he's been, these last couple weeks, you know, he's hitting lefties, righties. You know, we'll ride that out and let him face some lefties. You know, he's been hitting in some big ballparks, and, you know, he hit a big home run the other day in San Diego to dead center. So, you know, the power's still in there. You know, but what I like, I like best about what he's doing, he's using the whole field. He's taking his hits the other way, shooting some balls up the middle against some, you know, some tough breaking balls in those left-on-left matchups. And, you know, whether he'll hit, you know, the 30-plus home runs again, who knows, but I think he definitely can hit his share be a big part of this lineup here. I mean, with that much strong, when he's swinging, you know, the way he's capable of, we're that much better team, there's no question.